This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Noe Gonzalez III. Date of birth, September the 13th, 1987. Case ID number is 6273466. Date of exam, September the 12th, 2023. Medical information available prior to examination, yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/12/22. Identifying information, this is a 35-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back problems and Huntington's disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2015, where he worked at AutoZone as a sales representative for 3 years. Before that time, he worked at Little Caesars for 6 months and worked at Foy's Supermarket for 1 year. The claimant did finish high school and at the present time lives with his grandmother in a house. He is working. When the claimant did work, he worked part-time. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time and has not done so in the past. Allegations, number one, back problems. Number two, Huntington's disease. History of allegations, number one, back problems. The claimant states that in 2015, he started to develop lumbosacral back pain. He states the character of the pain is an aching pain that he thinks that he developed after he started lifting heavy objects. It's located in the lumbosacral back area and does not radiate down to the legs. No surgery has been performed for the claimant, and he has not been evaluated for his condition. His limitations include being able to walk 100 feet, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift 1 pound above his head, and occasionally bend over. However, the claimant has decrease in balance. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, but not doing any housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and he does minimal exercise. His physician is Dr. Candelario, and he has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently not taking any medications for pain, and he did not come with any assistive devices. The claimant also states that he has not seen Dr. Candelosa since 2021. He was diagnosed with lumbago / lumbosacral back strain. His condition is stable at this time. Allegations number two, Huntington's disease. The claimant states that since 2015, he has had problems with Huntington's disease. He was diagnosed by Dr. Candeloso. However, no blood test or other exams have been performed to evaluate his condition, secondary to lack of funds. The test to evaluate Huntington's disease is $5,000, and the claimants say they do not have that money. The claimant states that he has severe mood changes and swings. He has decreased ability to focus. He has difficulty being alone, has to be supervised, and has difficulty making decisions. The grandmother states that he's very antisocial. He has difficulty walking and has no energy whatsoever. The grandmother states that he has difficulty swallowing and he has a tendency to choke on his food and even the water that he drinks. He has difficulty standing for long periods of time, as well as sitting down. He does not sleep well at night. The claimant gets tired very quickly, and he has multiple panic attacks because he cannot swallow very well. He appears to be winded easily and has difficulty with breathing at times. The grandmother states that objects fall from his hands, and he has a tendency to act on impulse when he's not thinking of what he's doing. The grandmother says that he's supervised because sometimes he does not know what he's doing. He isolates himself and has crying spells and has phobias. He states he denies any suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past, but states he's very slow at processing thoughts. He does suffer from imbalance and jerky movements. The grandmother states that she has noticed him shaking of his hands. He does have a positive family history of Huntington's disease in his family. His mother died at the age of 46 from Huntington's disease. He has an aunt who died at the age of 50. His grandfather died at the age of 56. And he also has a brother and other family members who have also died of Huntington's disease, which is a hereditary disease. The grandmother is in good health, but she suffers from high cholesterol. Medications, CNN-cobalamin, 500 milligrams, sublingual tablets, 1 QD, Lexapro, 10 milligrams POQD, Risperdal, 2 milligrams QD, vitamin B12, 1,000 milligrams QD, Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD, Clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, Huntington's disease, comma, lumbosacral back problems, secondary to lumbago and strain, comma, depression, comma, antisocial behavior, comma, mood swings, comma, history of hallucinations. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Height, 5 feet, 8 and a fourth inches tall. Weight, 155 pounds. BP, 115 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate, 60 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 24. General, this is a 35-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He does not appear to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his aunt and grandmother who gave the majority of the history. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert but was not completely oriented times three and had fairly poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was flat for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor. And although he was grossly oriented to time, place, person, and situation, he had difficulty remembering. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves, 2 to 12, were grossly intact but slow. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was fair and finger-to-nose was slightly abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was mildly abnormal. The Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor with some difficulty. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength at both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact but slow. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal at this time. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears but does not speak well, secondary to decreased cognitive function. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of Huntington's disease. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to signs of neurological deficit with decreased memory and cognitive function, as well as generalized weakness. Probable diagnoses: lumbar sacral back pain, dash, not confirmed with x-rays or physical exam at this time. He does have a fairly normal physical exam, except for weakness. Diagnosis number two, Huntington's disease, dash, more likely than not, the claimant does have this disease. It does run in his family. It has been diagnosed by a physician. However, no definitive tests have been performed secondary to lack of funds. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Noe Gonzalez III.